The Dumb Birthday Game. It's a concept built from an idea. This concept is from July 23rd, 1993, and I have titled it A Clear Case of Pun Poisoning. This one is unashamedly bad in the best of ways, though Norm clearly feels otherwise and believes he'll likely be out of a job. Norm had to scrape the birthday offerings to put this one together. Weirdly, only three people were playing. Helen from Boston, who sounded like Norma from Boston, but really was Helen from Boston. I'm producing and playing in studio, and Mr. Jackhart is in traffic. The birthdays. Olivia DeHaven. Norm had a one-time torrid affair with her. The question is posed if she played the character Violet Bick in It's a Wonderful Life. I'll tell you now that the answer is no. Young Violet was played by Janine Ann Roos, whilst Gloria Graham played the 20-something Violet. There are many digressions during this one. Sexy ladies from Swampscott, frolicking in the sand on King's Beach, the Westinghouse hitman, Norm's brother-in-law's lack of creative humor, and raiding a chippy. Next birthday, Sam Waters from Oklahoma City. Not to be confused with the Sam Waters from Methuen, whose birthday, I think, is a week from next Thursday. Sam was in a group called Color Me Bad, and Norm gives us a rendition of their hit, I Wanna Sex You Up. It's not to be missed. We are awash in puns during this one as well. Next birthday, Spencer, don't call me Mr. Christian. He's a weatherman from Good Morning America. Then we move on to David Essex. Born David Cook in England and born Sidney Lefkowitz in Methuen. He's the guy who sang Rock On. He also starred in some oddball movies. Actually, the most underrated trilogy of medical films in movie history. Oddballs of 1973. Hold On, Let Me Cough. However, in some countries it was known as Excuse Me While I Cough. And then the third, We Have an Ointment for That. More will be explained, so stick around. Norm wishes he was back on WMEX doing It's Curtain Time with John Kiley on the organ and the vocal stylings of Theo Carrero. It had a swelling organ. Wait a minute. Is that another medical film? Supreme Court Justice Anthony M. Kennedy. Don Drysdale. No, wait. He may have died just a couple of weeks ago, but let's guess it anyway. If he was alive, how old would he be? Pee-wee Reese. He was a short shortstop, and we explore how his name also worked during other conversations. Woody Harrelson. I was not a fan back then, but I am now. Other stuff. One of my deepest, darkest secrets is revealed. Norm sings, and Helen wishes. We learn of a costly medical procedure that Helen could choose to undergo. Schwegler and Kent. Cigarette brand or clothing store? Some words of wisdom. If it's unfair for all, then it makes it fair. Chicken brothel? Burlesque and vaudeville make a comeback on this show. We get a couple of punchlines. But who's smoking? And, excuse me, lady, but I think your sign fell down. I coaxed Norm into telling us the setups. He was worried he had an image to uphold. Needless to say, he didn't have to worry. Helen thinks this show is getting worse. She's not wrong. So many puns that Norm questions all of his life's choices. Susquehanna hats. The Queen's box. On a personal note, I feel duped by my comrade. Norm had such high hopes when he was hosting such programs as The Classical Album. Of course, he was Norman Nathan for that. Jack and I are tied two apiece.
To a piece of what?
Norm may have come up with the idea for a show tagline. We learn that in-house jokes are a lot cheaper. And the wonders of the seven-second delay. We also take a call from Sean in Boston. He's a top 40 DJ in town and fears that even talking to Norm may violate his non-compete clause. And I tell ya, we strike it rich with some commercial gold. Prince of Fundy cruises on the MS Scotia Prince. Good luck keeping track of those details. Dave Maynard for Caitlin Travel in their trip to Italy. Olson Cadillac, Ray Garrahan with the master plan, and maybe a dinner at La Mia Cucina in Woburn. Ed Donahue voicing Free Friday Flicks. Gold Bond with Gerald Barnett of Tolan, Connecticut, and his heat rash. Classic Ovaltine with Ann Pugsley of Middlesex, New York. Michael Bissonette and Voice Power Technologies with his voice programmable VCR remote. Whew, you are in for a treat. Episode 96, A Clear Case of Pun Poisoning, begins entering your bloodstream in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play the dumb birthday game. Today is July 23rd, Friday, July 23rd. Hey, it's Friday. How bad can things be? And we'll play the dumb birthday game, which we tell you who's born on this day, July 23rd, and you tell us just how old you think these folks may be. That's the kind of exciting concept. It's a concept built from an idea that I had once, and it's just so darn exciting. Norma is with us. Norma from Boston. Hello, Norma.
It's not Norma. It's Helen.
Oh, it's Helen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Helen.
Tony goofed.
Did you tell him that your name was Norma?
Nope.
Because you know how you lie, Norma.
Not me.
Okay. We're having you in. Of course, Tony is right here to respond, and Tony will be playing the dumb birthday game with us.
Yes.
Yes, he will. He's all excited about that, and mm-hmm. we're excited about having him. And Jack Hart is with us, too.
Hi.
Uh-huh. I see.
Howdy.
It's going to be like dragging all of you guys right along, I tell you. Oh, this is really nice. There's a lot of interesting birthdays. Well, I tell you the truth.
No?
No, not too many interesting birthdays today. We really had a scrape today to dig up stuff. But one of those people born today was the very lovely and exciting Gloria DeHaven, with whom I had an affair once in Tierra del Fuego in 1926.
And 26, she was, okay.
1926.
Is that a hint? Is that one of those dates we should keep in mind?
No, I would not pay. Nothing that I say, like in this matter, no okay. matters. No.
All right.
She was from Los Angeles, California. That's no clue either. She appeared in films since 1940, mostly light musicals such as Three Little Words and Two Girls and a Sailor.
So these were...
Hey! One of my... never mind.
Two Girls and a Sailor.
One of my deepest, darkest secrets, that one is.
No, that was a wonderful, wonderful movie. It didn't
right?
get the anywhere near the critical commendations it deserved. Everybody said, boy, that's one of those sleepers that's really a great gem.
Yeah.
Two Girls and a Sailor.
Yeah.
Gloria DeHaven. Well, I'm trying to think of who was in the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Donna Reed.
No. Besides Donna Reed, there was another woman in there.
Well, the one who played
Violet Bick.
The kind of sexy lady.
Violet Bick. Was her name?
What was her name? Was that Gloria DeHaven?
I think it may have been.
That one, I don't know whether it was or not. Let me ask you, do you know that, Helen?
No.
Oh, jeez. No. You're not even going to try. No, that was, I maybe I'm mixing her up with, no, with somebody else.
I don't remember that.
Somebody born in Swampscott. It was kind of a sexy lady, an actress born in Swampscott.
You did have an affair with this woman.
Oh, I did, yes. Oh, yeah.
She used to live in Lynn. You're right there on the
right.
border.
That's right. I was living in Lynn at the time.
Sure.
She was living in Swampscott. She said, hey, Swampscott's a high-class town.
Yeah.
We don't fool around with people from Lynn. Are you kidding me?
What? You were frogging in the sand on King's Beach, weren't you?
If she was sexy, how come Jack Hart doesn't know?
How come Jack Hart doesn't know?
If she was sexy.
If Gloria DeHaven was sexy?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that Gloria DeHaven was sexy.
No, he knows that, see? Are you a troublemaker, Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of trying to split the WBZ Happy Family
she
staff?
She lies to me about her name, and then she's causing trouble since the start.
That's right. She calls herself Norma, and
sure.
then she's going to
start. Oh, sure.
Hey, Helen, we've had just about enough of you. Do you understand that? Would you like the Westinghouse hitmen to come to your house?
Sure.
I think they were just laid off.
That's right too. We're trying to reduce expenses.
So they're using cap guns instead of real ammo now.
Okay, I think that leads to the question: how old do you think? And nobody really cares anymore.
It only took 10 minutes.
Gloria DeHaven, how old you say she is today?
Me?
Yes, you, Helen.
70.
She's 70.
I bet she said 70.
She said 70, yeah, 70. Sometimes people say 70, 70 with a B. Tony, how old do you think she is?
I have to say 78.
78. Did you get that diction, Helen?
Yep.
Can you speak clearly like that yourself?
I'll try.
Can you use him as your role model?
I just got off the boat.
Oh, shut up. I just got off the boat. You call that creative humor? You sound like my brother-in-law. Stop it. This is when I wish I were working in Seattle, Washington.
That woman just aged 2 years. Will you get on with the show?
The terrible problem about living here, growing up here, and working no place else, you can't insult people because they can all hear you.
But you just did.
Yeah, the good news is that none of them listen. Jack Hart, what do you think?
73.
Okay, actually, she's 68, and Helen said...
68?
68, yeah.
Maybe she was Violet Vick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What was she, Violet, like 13 in that movie or something?
I don't know, but 68. She looked fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was okay. She was okay. And in Tierra del Fuego, I can tell you, man, there were a lot of jealous guys.
Yeah,
saying,
age of consent. Yeah. Age of consent is 11 down there, isn't it?
They were saying, what is that guy with the glasses? why does he rate a chippy like that? I don't know why they called her a chippy.
A chippy, yes.
Like a tart.
A tart, yeah. A saucy.
A floozy.
A saucy wench.
A saucy wench.
Yes, that's the one. Okay, how about the Sam... Sam Waters. You know Sam Waters from Oklahoma City?
I thought it was Sam Waters from Methuen.
No, he has a birthday a week from next Thursday.
Oh.
This Sam Waters, biggest hit with the Color Me Bad. Do you know a group with that name, Color Me Bad?
Regrettably,
yeah. Yeah, okay. He had some great songs, like here's a one from the film New Jack City. He was in that. The film, the song was called I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh.
Is he writing these songs? He certainly wasn't singing them. Is that what you're saying, or did he produce them?
Doesn't say here, and I'm not even familiar with him. But obviously you are, and jealous of his success.
I Want to Sex You Up.
Sam Waters with two T's.
Yeah.
Spells his name with two T's.
And Sam? Really?
Yes, S-A-M-T-T.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Well, we never heard of you, Helen. We thought you were Norma. I'm going to ask Jack how old he thinks Sam Waters is. Do you know who this guy is?
Sam Waters.
Sam Waters,
one of the most prolific songwriters of our day.
Big hit, I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah.
Just says singer. Doesn't say he's a songwriter.
Oh.
Singer.
Singer Sam Waters.
Oh, well, then that's all the difference.
Yeah.
And he's in Color Me Bad? Is that what that was?
It says,
there's four guys.
It says, biggest hit with Color Me Bad. Yeah, that's a group?
Yeah, there's four guys in that. I wonder which one is Sam.
One of them is Sam, obviously. Then, and the song is I Want to Sex You Up, and he's one of those guys.
Wow.
Let me sing a line from that song. Perhaps it'll help to refresh your memory. Hi, baby, I want to sex you up.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, want to sex you up. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, who am I?
Don't give up your day job.
Well, he works at night mostly.
Yeah. I had to give up my day job. I can't work night and day. I think we're on to something else here.
Hmm.
Anyway, Jack, how old is Sam Waters?
Sam Waters with two T's.
Sam Waters with two T's, yes.
Hmm. 36.
36. Do that again, that foo, foo, I think that's the second verse.
Yeah.
I Want to Sex You Up.
That's the follow-up hit, I Want to Sex You Down.
Yes, something of that nature. Tony, I know Tony knows how old Sam Waters is.
I don't mean to be all wet with this one, but...
Is he related to Joan Rivers?
Maybe Albert Brooks.
This is awesome.
Or Mel Brooks.
Maybe even Jane Meadows.
Oh, Jane Meadows.
No,
Gene Marsh.
The former senator Brooke of Massachusetts.
Boy, you really that went a little too far on that.
Ethel Waters. Maybe she's related to Ethel Waters.
Maybe she's related to Sam Waters from Methuen.
Sam Waterston.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam. Yeah.
All the Water Boys.
Are the Water
Wouldn't
Boys?
Wouldn't you hate to spring that on them?
I can't contain myself.
I'm just gushing with
My sides are aching, and with laughter.
I was Mama. I wouldn't be sitting here listening.
Helen, this happens to be a private conversation. You know what I'm saying? We don't need somebody from the outside interrupting an interstation conversation.
Yes, sure.
Interstation conversation.
Interstation.
Is that like conjuncts and junction? What's the function?
Exactly like that.
28.
28. You say 28 is Sam Waters. Helen, what
You're
do you
think? You're laughing at it. Was he 52?
32.
32, you say?
Yes.
Okay, actually, he's 23.
I won. I knew it.
Huh. Yeah. Helen would have if we could have reversed her numbers. But we didn't, and I don't care to reverse
it. That's an expensive surgical procedure.
Oh, it is. It is. Oh, yes. And it's not covered by Medicare.
No, it isn't.
No. Tony gets that with 20. He says 28, and he's the closest. And so now we have Helen has won a round, and Tony has won a round, and we come to Spencer Christian. Now, you know who he is, even though you may not recognize
Christian.
The name.
Who is he? Bounty?
No. That's not. That's not. Mr. Christian.
Mr. Christian.
No, that's not it. This is the weatherman on Good Morning America, which is ABC. Very personable man. He does some other stuff, too. I see him on other things every time.
Does he give the birthdays of, like, 190-year-old
No, that's the other guy, the fat, bald guy on the other station.
Oh, yeah.
Spencer Christian is the thin, hairy guy.
He only does people that are over 200, which is why you rarely see it.
No, actually, he gives the birthdays of people under 10.
My loyalty is NBC.
Nobody asked you that, Helen. Are you saying that because that's WBZ-TV and you're trying to ingratiate yourself with us? Well, you're not.
Trying to get some free stuff from us?
Yeah.
We have nothing to give away.
That's right. And also, we don't even like WBZ-TV.
See if we get Bruce Regular to mention your name.
That's right. Okay. We'll start with you, Tony. The age of a Spencer Christian. How old is Mr. Christian? God, why did I do that?
I'm sure he must get that every day on the set. Don't you think so?
Yes, he does.
Probably gets letters like that.
He told me that. He and, along with Gloria DeHaven and I, were all in Tierra del Fuego that year.
Oh, all right. So I'll say
that's all he kept saying all the time was, they always call me Mr. Christian.
So you said is he a young guy, do you know? Anything
do
at all?
Do I know?
I mean, have you seen him? I don't know who this guy is.
Yes, I've seen him a lot, yeah. I suspect if you...
Kind of like a Schwegler type guy, or is he younger than that?
I think...
Schwegler's about 65 now, isn't he?
Or is he more of a Don Kent type of fella?
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, he's somewhere in between both of them.
Schwegler and Kent.
Schwegler and Kent, yeah. Closer to Schwegler.
It's a new cigarette print, isn't it?
Schwegler and Kent.
It's a men's clothing store. Yes, so you see this material? I get it. This great sale at Schwegler and Kent. I got all my ties there, too, in this lovely shirt. Oh. It's a lovely shirt. It's made out of genuine polyester. It's a real polyester. Schwegler and Kent. Yes, sir. Where you get goodbyes for every member of your family.
Shoes. We've got shoes.
It's getting worse.
Will you stop interrupting him? We're trying to talk here.
He is in between Schwegler and Kent.
Okay, and in numbers, how would you put that in numbers?
And Kansas.
Yeah, probably.
So we're talking about a 30-year span here, aren't we?
I can't give you any more clues than that.
56.
56.
No, 53.
Now 53. Okay.
Yeah, 53.
Okay. Helen, what do you say?
51.
Helen says 51. Helen's one of these tag-along people, you know. You guess, and then she'll figure within a couple of years. One way or the
other. Hangs around, that's all.
Doesn't have any idea who we're talking about either.
That's
right. Yeah. Jack, what do you say?
Plain old 50.
Just plain old 50. Okay, plain old 50 gets the closest. He's 46.
Hey,
how old is Schweigert?
Schweigert's got to be around there. You misled 50. Me.
Is he younger than that? Much younger? Older?
I'd say he may be 46 exactly.
He's the same age then. He'd be about the same age.
You said in between, and that wasn't fair.
No, but it was unfair for all of you.
You
so duped that makes it fair.
You duped.
No, but if it's unfair for everybody, then it's
my
fair.
Comrade, my colleague. You duped me.
Well, Jack beat you.
Yeah.
You dupe. And because he said 50 and he's 46. So actually, each one of you has one win, so that's not bad. You're all tied.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on. Jeez. Hey. Okay, David Essex.
You're right. The pickings were mighty thin.
They were really thin. He was born David Cook in England. He was born Sidney Lefkowitz in Methuen. But
what
anyway,
was that? What was
David
that
Cook was his yeah. name.
He did the song Rock On, I believe.
That's correct.
The original Rock On.
In 1973, that was his biggest hit.
Hey, kid.
He also was Christ in the London production of Godspell, and his biggest hit was Rock On in 1973. He also made some movies, I think. Did he not?
I think some kind of oddball ones.
Yes, as a matter of fact, one is called Oddballs of 1973. It was a medical film. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Helen.
I'm just taking it all in.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, that's what she's...
Yeah. How old do you think David Essex is today?
I'd say about 40.
About 40.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put 40 then. We'll round it out to 40. And Tony, what do you say?
Hold on, let me cough.
There's that movie again.
That was the sequel. 1973, huh?
I'm sorry, I was writing that down.
So he probably was...
1973 is right. That's what he did. His biggest hit, Rock On.
45.
Okay, and what do you think, Jack?
46.
46 is exactly right.
I was going to say that.
No, that ain't, you just nosed out Tony, who said 45. You were both very close.
And just to think, he could be a weatherman on ABC.
Yeah.
He could be.
You duped me again.
Same age as Spencer Christian. That's right. I duped you again with this guy?
Did you tell me this guy was between Schweigler and again?
Not David Essex.
I'm sorry.
So you're back on the old program. Okay.
I wish I was back on the old program.
Oh.
What? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. I wish I were back on WMEX and I was still doing It's Curtain Time.
Yeah.
With John Kiley at the organ and the lovely songs of Theo Carrero.
I didn't know that John Kiley died.
The whole world is singing my song, but I sing it only to you.
Norm.
They don't write songs like that anymore or sing them like that.
Norm.
Helen, I'm trying to sing. Do I interrupt you when you're singing? Yes, I do. And I talked about him the other day. He was a nice man. I worked with him. I really did work with him. And he did do a program called It's Curtain Time. And a lot of stuff back in the old MAX days. And, of course, he's the man who played the organ for the Red Sox, for the Celtics, and for the Bruins.
Is there any other songs you can sing for us?
That was one of the big ones. Let's see. Can't think of it. But It's Curtain Time was nice because we would say, and now it's Curtain Time. He would come in with da 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 da, which is a song called Someday. Mm-hmm. And then as the organ faded down, we'd say, yes, it's the song stylings of John Kiley, the organ and the exciting vocal gymnastics, or whatever we said, of Theo Carrero. And then the organ would swell. Da 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 da. And then
they've got an ointment for that.
Oh, really? I wish I'd known about it at the time.
Good one.
And then the organ just won't swell anymore.
Yeah. I believe that was the...
that in the movie
that was the third installment of that series.
Yeah.
Oddballs, excuse me while I cough. We have an ointment for that.
We are going to discuss the age of a... We're going to be... Let's
just
try to be dignified.
Else.
Because we're going to talk about a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, boy.
A justice. I've said...
I said, I'm Justice. I'm just as good as you are, fella. And that always got a laugh in burlesque.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder it dies.
Sure? Yeah. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I've never got a laugh anyplace else. That was second only to... And slowly I turned. You wouldn't know that one either.
That's sure, that's an old
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, oh, Niagara Falls.
That's what, please?
Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls. Slowly. Well, that's the one I grew up with.
And I knocked him down, I tore his eyes out, and I knocked him down again.
Yeah.
Excellent. You guys know all the good stuff.
Yeah. Is that the right one?
No.
That you're thinking of?
It was a burlesque skit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably the same thing.
I was thinking of the Three Stooges used to do something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
no matter what town it was that they mentioned.
Yeah.
Schenectady.
Yeah.
Slowly I turned.
Yeah, that's right. That was one of the classic. Anyway, Anthony M. Kennedy, a member of the Supreme Court Justice, he's one of the more recent appointees. And, of course, a big clue is he was born in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, California.
Oh, right. Slowly I turned. burlesque spawned other things like, but who's smoking? I'll tell you the front part of that some other day when you're a little older.
Do you want some C-A-N-D-Y? Sure. I don't smoke.
Or, excuse me, lady, but I think your sign fell down. When you're older, I'll tell you the front part of that joke, too. Okay, Anthony M. Kennedy.
I have Supreme a feeling Court it may Justice. Have to do with the front part.
I think we're starting to tread on some dangerous grounds here, so just be careful. Helen,
yes.
I want you to take the first guess at this, even though you took the first guess the last time, but you can do it. Anthony,
I think this show is getting worse.
You think?
I think she's right, though. I think she's right.
Oh, I know. It's getting worse.
I mean, it's...
55-0.
55-0?
All right.
What, 50 or 55?
50.
Oh, 50, you say. Okay. Supreme Court Justice Anthony M. Kennedy. Tony, what do you say?
57.
57.
What a variety in that answer.
Yeah, now that I use my hindsight.
Oh, I'm getting sick to my stomach.
Wasn't there a little burlesque bit with like the Susquehanna Hat Company? Remember Abner Costello doing something like that?
I don't recall that particular one.
Remember they used to punch out the hat?
I don't remember.
You remember that, Jack?
Offhand, no.
Thank you.
No. I do remember the bullfighting skit with the bullfighter coming out and saying, and then I turned to the, and I threw my head into the queen's box.
Excuse
anyway,
me.
Jack.
Is that what I said?
Excuse me, lady, but your sign fell down. Anthony, I mean,
is
not
somebody
Anthony.
Somebody smoking?
Yeah. No, it's who's smoking.
Oh, who cares? Yeah.
Jack Hart, what
it's
do you
still
say?
Still a question. I wouldn't want on Jeopardy. Leave me alone.
54.
54. Okay. Actually, Tony got it right on the button. It's 57.
Yay.
Okay, so here's the way we stand so far. Jack and Tony both are tied to a piece.
Yeah.
Helen has...
We're tied to a piece.
To a piece. And... That's right. You're tied to a piece. And
a piece
Helen,
of what?
Oh, this is getting really awful. This is really so stupid.
I'm so
tired. Ashamed. I'm so ashamed.
So
I'm a father. I've got children. I don't need this.
Yes,
you know,
you do. That's why you need this.
That's I suppose that's
children.
True. That's right. And they keep wanting to eat and pay rent and do silly things like that.
And speeding tickets. And,
oh, that kind know. Of. Oh, they're terrible. And Helen has won.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Helen?
That's right.
Oh, lady, your sign fell down.
That's why Tony got my name wrong. He was studying that book.
I see. You're studying a book?
He was cheating in that book, and that's why he got my name wrong. He couldn't.
Helen, do you understand that we're engaged in some hilarious repartee? And when you throw in corny, junky lines like that, it slows everything down to a stop.
We're almost at a standstill as it is. We're at a crawl.
Okay, Don Drysdale. Don Drysdale, the pitcher.
I know.
A former pitcher, former Hall of Famer, former Dodger pitcher.
Didn't he just die?
Oh, he did, yeah. He did. I'm sorry. This is an old book. Well, he just died a couple of years ago. I'm a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago. All right, let's guess how old he would be today. So we're not laughing at that. We're just in a very silly mood. I'm sorry. He was a Cy Young Award winner in 1962. No, this is not nice, but we're just being silly, and I'm sorry. I'm going to call on you first, Jack. How old?
Who are we apologizing to anyway?
Who knows? The family of Don Drysdale, I guess.
If there's anyone locally, yeah. Yeah.
Jack, how old do you think he would be? Today.
If 67.
He was a broadcaster too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. 67. Okay, Tony, how old do you think? Was he for the Baltimore? Was he for
Dodgers?
Dodgers, that's right.
Because in a span of a week, they lost two old players. It was Drysdale, and then who died a week later?
I don't know.
Someone else from the Dodgers did. I can't remember.
Yeah. I'm not sure. How old would you say Don Drysdale would be?
He would have been 65 today.
65. What do you think, Helen?
No. That's too old. He was a young
69.
Guy. I'll stick with 65.
65. And you say 69?
Right.
Okay. Actually, he was 50. He'd be 57.
I knew he was 57, but I didn't want to change it because I knew everyone guessed over what I did.
That's right, they did, and you now have three victories here.
Oh.
Ta-da. Jack two and Helen one.
Bringing up the rear.
Is Pee Wee Reese? He's still alive, is he not? He's not the other one who died, is he?
No.
Okay.
But I don't know if he died, you know, a couple of years ago or something.
No, he would have died a couple of years ago. Born Harold Reese in Ekron, Kentucky, one of the all-time great shortstops. Of course, with the Dodgers, when they were back in Brooklyn.
Is that why they call him Pee-wee? Because he was a shortstop?
Shortstop, that's right, yeah.
Oh, was he?
No, he was a short guy.
He was a short guy, too.
He was a short guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if he had played second base.
Yeah.
He would have been short.
Yeah, that's right. They would have called him Pee-wee Reese.
Okay.
Hi,
you know, some people are blessed like that. They're lucky that not only are they short, but then they get to play short or something like that. You know you're destined for greatness with something
like that.
And
when somebody asks to borrow some money, they have a tendency to, oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Boy, this program really stinks. I'm so ashamed to be part of this thing. I had such a great future when I was doing programs like The Classical Album. Hi, this is Norman Nathan. And let us begin with Frederick Stock. And
we
the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. What's that, please?
We need another woman on this show.
And we need a woman on this show.
And you know,
need a woman anyway.
You know what we're saying, sweetheart?
I got it.
Okay, Pee Wee Reese. We'll start with you, Tony. How old is Pee Wee Reese on this very day?
All the way back to Brooklyn, huh?
Oh, yeah, he played in Brooklyn.
All the years. When did he leave baseball? What do you got there? Any dates?
No, that's what I told you is all I got here. Yeah, one of the all-time great shortstops with the Dodgers.
Shows up in crossword puzzles all the time.
He does, yeah. Reese.
That's Pee-wee or Reese?
Reese. Okay. Yeah, you do crossword puzzles too, huh, fella?
Oh, by the pound.
Oh, I love them. I love crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, Tony, how old?
Okay. 79.
Yes, sir. When we're not reporting the news, we're talking stupid. Okay. It's stupidity on the hour and half hour. Anyway, something. I don't know. Helen, what do you say? How old is Pee Wee Reese?
73.
73,
says.
It's almost the spirit.
Yeah.
And, Jack, what do you think?
Oh, 74.
No, when I asked you what you thought, I didn't mean that. I was just in general what you thought about the world situation, the weather, the flooding in the Midwest. Okay, 74 is exactly right.
Hey, ooh. Hey.
Yeah, no, he's 74 years old today. It's Pee Wee Reese. Old little Pee Wee.
I guess I'm a loser tonight, right?
Well, you've come close. No, you won one round.
Not just tonight, Helen.
Yeah.
That's enough from you, Tony. You can't even get my name straight.
How about Woody Harrelson? You know, who was on...
There's a guy I don't like.
Oh, really? Yeah, he was on Cheers, of course. He won an Emmy as a Best Supporting Actor on from Cheers.
I find him obnoxious.
He played Woody Boyd, his real nickname. He was born Woodrow Tracy Harrelson. How can you like a guy with that name?
Yeah.
In Midland, Texas, he starred in the film White Men Can't Jump, which has been shown on HBO about 8,000 times. How old would you say he is, this fellow,
that you do not like? He was in A Decent Proposal, his latest.
Oh, was he? Oh, that's right. He was in that, too. Okay, we'll start with you, Jack.
I think he's just about my age. I think he's 32.
32. Okay, and Tony?
I think he's 32 also.
He thinks he's 32
32
also.
Too.
32 too.
Are you playing trains?
And Helen?
35.
35.
Wrong.
Yeah, 32 is right. Yeah, so Jack has 4 and Tony has 4.
Why don't I quibble him ahead?
Oh, it's because you're not a handsome.
Yeah, there's only there's the flaw with that reasoning.
Right there.
And you have one correct answer, one at least to one round.
You could quit while you're behind.
Yeah. I want to thank you all for playing the game.
I would say
it was a tie between you, Tony, and Jack. I scraped the bottom of the barrel with some of those names. I mean, how many more do you want me to scrape?
You don't want to break the tie? No. Especially with Jack and I, I'll just go off victorious into the sunset.
I think so. You can both put your arms around each other and just walk off, and we'll take a long shot of you walking along the beach.
And neither one of them can win, so I should win.
Helen.
You know, when you get so desperate like that, it doesn't help. It just...
Thank you, Norm.
Helen, if we were looking for bad jokes, all we have to do is look to Jack Hart. We don't need an outsider. We have... in-house bad jokes.
Yeah, they're a lot cheaper. Yeah,
that's right. We don't have to go outside for them.
Right, Norm.
And one of the bad jokes is me, Norm Nathan. Thank you so much. Anyway, Helen.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Can you tell us the front end of that joke about, pardon me, man, but your sign fell down?
Your sign fell down?
Yeah.
No.
You really can't, huh? No. Even this day and age, that's still that bad. That
let's see. No, it wasn't that bad. It was... It had to do with a brothel. Can I tell a brothel joke on this program?
Why not?
I love chicken brothel.
He won't stop, will he? He's like a little insect that keeps gnawing away at you. I like chicken brothel, don't I? Why imitate him with a high voice when he has a deeper voice than my own? I'll never know. Well, it had to do with this young fellow. this fellow went up to the... And he's looking for...
Went up to what?
The brothel.
Okay.
He's looking for a woman.
That's funny.
This is bad for my image, isn't it? Anyway,
you said you were up there on Kings Beach in Lynn with Violet Bick, for crying out loud, and you're worried about a brothel joke?
Okay, a brothel joke. Then. And they and he came up to the house, and he was looking for a woman. Maybe if I lower my voice and sound humble, it won't sound so bad. And they were pretty full out, so the madam of the house sent him to the roof. It was the only place they had any room at all. So it's a joke I learned when I was about 6 years old, and it sounds it, doesn't it? And unfortunately, a big blizzard came up, and,
jeez. And
as they were holding each other warmly,
yeah,
and they froze and fell off the roof.
Yeah.
And a little kid came by, seeing them there, went up and rang the bell and said, "Excuse me, madam, but your sign fell down."
You really cleaned that up so much.
No, that's the way it was told to me. I grew up during much more innocent times.
And now I know why you didn't want to tell the joke. Because it wasn't even funny.
No, that's the main reason. It wasn't that it was a dirty joke.
What about the who's smoking one? Let's try that one.
Oh, no, that had to do... That was a burlesque joke. That was... Mike Sachs was a burlesque comedian. He was a blind.
He was a blind?
He was a blind. He was a blind man. He was a blind man anyway.
Yeah.
And that was part of a routine. So I had this woman who was his assistant. He used to guide him around the stage so he'd know where to stand, that kind of stuff. And He lit up a cigarette, and she pointed to... No, he didn't light up a cigarette. Excuse me.
The guy on the roof lit up the cigarette.
The guy on the roof afterwards, did. Afterwards, of course. After his sign fell down. And anyway, there was a sign that said, no loitering. And she said, can't you read that sign? And he said, being blind, he said, hey, who's smoking?
Oh.
Could I get back to both you guys on that?
No, sure. I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Jeez, if I'm still doing this program tomorrow. By tonight, boy, it'll be a
miracle. I'm not going to see you this
means
weekend.
Means the management doesn't really care about their station at all. And they say, well, we'll have one floppy Westinghouse station. They all can't be great. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
For nothing. That's what I'm thanking him for. Okay, let's do a few commercials. Maybe seven. Be quiet. Let's do about a dozen commercials.
Big news on a cruise aboard the MS Scotia Prince. It's the biggest summer savings ever offered by Prince of Fundy Cruises. Book passage for the overnight sensation. That's the 23-hour round-trip cruise from Portland, Maine to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, and pay just $72.50 per person when you sail midweek. That's a savings of $27 off the regular fare. Make it a party, and you'll save even more. Take an additional 25% discount per person when you bring seven friends. That's up to $49 off the regular fare, or the equivalent of one couple sailing free. You supply the guests, the Scotia Prince will do the rest. Supply the menus, mix the drinks, provide entertainment, prepare the cabins, and stir up some real casino action. And everyone gets a party pack worth over $50 in savings. Now's the time to plan the ultimate deck party aboard the MS Scotia Prince. Certain restrictions apply and space is limited. So call today at 1-800-341-7540. Again, that's 1-800-341-7540.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Maynard with some more news about our trip to Italy, which leaves November 8th. You'll be flying Alitalia direct from Boston, no changing planes in New York. For only $14.89 per person double occupancy, you get round-trip airfare, 3 nights in Rome, 3 in beautiful Sorrento, breakfast daily, a welcome and farewell dinner, sightseeing in Rome, an excursion along the Amalfi Coast, a tour of Pompeii, lots of optional sightseeing and side trips in your free time. Weather-wise, it's the very best time to travel in Italy. It's not too hot, not too cold, and the American dollar is now 40% stronger than last year. 40%. I'll be meeting you in Rome because I'm leaving a week early to travel to Turkey. And by the way, you're welcome to come that week, too. If you'd like a free brochure on what's going on, call 862-6229 for Caitlin Travel. Call them. We'll do Italy together. And you never can tell. Maybe Turkey, too. Call 862-6229. The brochures are free. Ciao.
The AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Paul Pasterlock. Overnight, mostly clear, with lows 56 to 60. Friday, during this coming day, a mixture of clouds and sun with a breeze and a chance of an afternoon shower. The highs 80 to 84 degrees. Friday night, clear skies, lows 60. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs 86 degrees. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 86, but cooler near the coast. Well, it looks like we're going to have some absolutely spectacular weather over the next few days. It's 61 degrees in Boston now. Our phone number is 254-1030, and I'd love to talk with you. 254-1030. We'll be around till 5 o'clock this morning. And did I tell you the area code? I guess I did. 617.
If I could show you how to trade your car every 2 years, tell you exactly what your car will be worth in 2 years, and have lower car payments, would you be interested? I'm Ray Garahan, General Sales Manager at Olson Cadillac, and I'd like to explain the benefits of the master plan. Now, let's face it. Everyone makes car payments. No matter how you do it, you either borrow money from the bank or you take the money out of your savings account. If you're good, you'll pay it back. With the master plan, we'll help you choose the right car for you. We have a computer that will calculate the future value of that car in 2 years. That's guaranteed and insured by Cadillac. So for some reason, beyond your control, the car is not worth what Cadillac calculated, then you have the right to walk away and avoid any loss. At Olson Cadillac, with the master plan, we can save you hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars in car payments, guarantee the future value, and drive a new car every 2 years. Come to Olson Cadillac, exit 33A off of Route 128 in Woburn. Spend 5 minutes, let us show you how the master plan works, and dinner is on us at La Mia Cucina in Woburn. Cadillac, changing the way you think about American automobiles.
Enjoy great entertainment under the stars with WBZ's free Friday flicks at the Hat Shell. Pick up a schedule at participating Purity Video Departments. Enter to win a trip for two to the movie capital of the world, Los Angeles, California, courtesy of American Airlines, something special to California, and the Sheraton Grand, the only L.A. hotel with personal butler service. Entries must be received by September 1st. No purchase necessary. For information, call 617-562-5060. Free Friday flicks, only from Purity Supermarkets and WBZ Radio and Television.
Temperature in Boston, 61 degrees. And we'll take some calls. 254-1030. Let's go to Sean here in Boston. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fine, actually.
Good.
I'm a fellow broadcast professional or semi-professional of yours.
Now, where do you work?
I work for a top 40 station here in Boston.
Which one?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Oh, you can't tell me that?
That might be a violation of my non-compete talking to you. I don't know.
Okay. I shouldn't be asking you, I suppose, because we will be giving publicity to another station.
That's
but
right,
I figured,
exactly right, exactly right.
But I figured, what the heck?
Yeah, you know, I should have given you a free plug there, but wow.
Have we ever worked together?
Well, I've worked at 13 stations now.
Have you really?
Most CHR, though. I've never done talk radio, so.
Yeah, you've been mostly in the Boston area? Or
no, actually, I started in Santa Monica.
Really?
And I went through Philadelphia, worked a station in Hartford, and then Providence and all around, so.
Isn't that kind of tough on you? You keep moving.
Well, it is, but I don't have a family, so, you know, I can bebop around that single bachelor life, you know.
And you get to see the country by working there and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
You could be a great geography teacher.
I don't think so.
And you work at what kind of a station is it?
Top 40 station.
Oh, top 40.
We've only got two in Boston, so it shouldn't be tough to figure out.
Okay, I think I know. I have an idea. Anyway, it's it's nice to hear from you. Are you going into work right this moment?
Well, no, I do nights. I do 7 to midnight, so I've just given it away if anybody actually listens to me.
Oh, now what did you do? Just kind of cruise around until this time of the day?
Well, you know how it is. You come home, you have dinner or something, and you know, watch a little TV.
That's right. You have to wait till the pressure starts to ease.
Oh, definitely. And then I turned on, I heard the birthday game.
Well, it was today we should get some kind of prize for sleaziness and stupidity. And,
I love it.
Thank you.
It was classic. And it's funny because I've always been such an aficionado of talk radio, and I listen all the time coming home. And I said to myself, tonight I'm going to call Norm. And then I heard the innuendos and little jokes and everything on the birthday game. And I said, tonight's the night I call.
Well, you know, I appreciate you doing that. I think with stations changing their call letters every other minute because they're changing their formats and stuff, I thought we would change our format to Smut Radio. We could call it WSMT. Hey, Smut Radio.
Well, sign me up. No.
I think actually there's so much of that going on now anyway that what we do is kind of really tame.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, they've come to Boston. We hear them on the band. And actually, one of those Smut Radio people go up against me at night.
I think I know which one that is.
I think we don't need to mention the name.
No, we don't need. You know, he's got people that call stations all over the place. They call you and mention his name.
I'll tell you a funny story. I went with a good friend of mine who works at a radio station in New York, one of the top stations in New York. And we went up to a college radio station in Syracuse. And they invited us up as top 40 disc jockeys to give a speech on, you know, how to be a top 40 DJ in the 90s. And we were on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning at this top 40 college radio station. A fantastic station in Syracuse, too, for a college station. And I opened the microphone, and I was doing my break, and we took phone calls live on the air and had some fun. And somebody calls up mentioning that character's name. And this was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know it.
And he's talking about him. I'm like, this man has followers everywhere. It's very scary.
Yeah, and I don't know why they do that. He doesn't instruct his followers to do that, so far as I know, or maybe he does. I don't think so. Anyway, it's kind of, well, we've lately been just clipping them off. At first we let it go, but then it got to be kind of boring because they don't really have much to say. And usually they say, well, honey, it's like the Red Sox. Boy, why don't we games behind our... Then they throw in the name quickly.
Yeah, see, they try and get you sneakily there.
You know? See, but I mean, we have the button, and we have a 6-7 second delay, so it's not difficult to clip it off.
God love that delay.
What's that?
God love the delay.
I know it. I know it.
See, I'm lucky. I just work with a tape machine, and I'm not going to put them on.
It's kind of odd, you know, because I remember, you know, when I was a kid, they would have live radio shows, and there was no tape delay or anything. Well, there'd be a delay through the tape machine eventually, and now it's all electronic kind of stuff. But in any event, we used to do, not me, but other people would do man on the street kind of programs. You take a microphone, microphone, out on the street and ask questions. Nobody would dare do that anymore, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Were we so much purer? I think there was something about radio that it caused people to be on their best behavior, would then never think of saying anything bad.
Well, you know what it was? I think it's a totally different generation anyway, but back then, radio was, to a lot of people, God. It was so far removed from, you know, the general public. It was something that was like, ooh, radio, the glamour, the Hollywood, the glitz of it. And unfortunately now, I think we've lost a little bit.
Well, I think also radio has become so informal. I mean, there were no programs like, for example, this one.
Yeah.
Where you could sit around and, you know, and act really stupid.
Oh, definitely.
And you invite people to call in, and it's that informal. I think it was a much more formal thing. And when it's more formal, I think you're less apt to say something obscene or on the air. Mm. Although very few people do say obscene things. That almost never happens. We almost never have to clip anybody off the air for anything they've said. So that people still are pretty decent about that. It's just that when you go, they go on a campaign plugging this guy that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Then it gets kind of crazy. We plug him from that. They're not saying anything. Well, they're saying his name, which I guess is obscene.
Yeah. And what's funny, I've listened to the program, obviously. I think we all have, just to sample and see what it's all about. And I don't understand the hoopla around it. I'm not one for censoring. But I wish the good taste of my fellow Americans would just let his program die out. I'd rather see his ratings just plummet.
Oh, I would like that, too. I think that would be the only way to do it. No, I agree with you.
Forms to our left to see that happen.
Okay. Hey, you're a nice man, Sean. It's a delight to talk with you.
Okay, Norm.
I'll be listening. You going to be on Friday night?
Yeah, I'll be on Friday.
Of course you will.
Norm.
Hey, I'll tune you in, big guy.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gerald Barnett of Tolan, Connecticut, is telling us about his heat rash problem.
It was basically a heat rash on the inside of my legs, just from perspiring. It was red and irritated, and it was very uncomfortable to walk. It was very painful. It was very tender and sore, and it was like, oh, this is incredibly painful.
But Gerald Barnett got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
Oh, it was just like a nice, cool, refreshing kind of a feeling. Gold Bond Medicated Powder. It was like, took all the heat and pain and aggravation right out of it. Basically made me a lot more comfortable person very quickly.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond.
Cooled it right down and made it a lot more comfortable. That's why I went after the Gold Bond. This stuff made it go away in minutes, and it's like, well, that's what I'm looking for, immediate relief.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at Osco Drug. Ann Pugsley of Middlesex, New York. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
We have at least a glass in the morning, and occasionally there's an after-school glass for my son. And, well, in fact, it's probably more than occasionally.
Classic Ovaltine not only tastes good, it contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, nutrients you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Ovaltine is probably my favorite product. When I was a kid, I loved it. I remember having it before I went to school. Occasionally hot, but mostly it's always been cold.
Just two glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk provide almost 100% of the recommended daily allowance of B-complex vitamins A, C, and D, plus other important nutrients the body needs.
It has a marvelous taste. I've always pushed it because it does offer the vitamins. Ovaltine is something to make memories with, too.
Classic Ovaltine. Tastes great, and it's great for you. Available at Osco Drug.
Hi, Michael Bissonette, founder of Voice Power Technology. You've probably heard my commercials by now about our new VCR voice programmer, but here's some news you haven't heard. Our voice programmer has three major breakthroughs to simplify your life. First, it allows you to program your VCR by voice. Want to record a movie Sunday 9 p.m.? Just say, record, channel 2, Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that's it. Programming your VCR is just that simple. Second, it acts as a universal remote control. This means it can operate most any TV, VCR, and cable box. You no longer need your three separate remote controls cluttering up the table. This one voice remote will now control all your equipment. But wait till you hear this. Our voice remote even allows you to zap past commercials from your tape programs. All you do is say zap it and no more commercials. Call us now for free information on this breakthrough product.
Okay, somebody filled this in and reminded me. We're talking about the birthday of Gloria DeHaven, and I was mixing her up with Gloria Graham. Gloria Graham was in It's a Wonderful Life, and Gloria Graham is from Swampscott. So thank you very much. And Gloria DeHaven actually is a little more glamorous, as I recall. Anyway, hey, it's news time, kids.
The news of the day throughout the day, the WBZ Midday News. For up-to-the-minute news and information, listen to News Radio 1030, WBZ, Boston.
The punchline was blinding in this episode. Were we not blistering fast with our comments? Someone get me the aloe to rub on my pun burn. Gosh, this show was so appealing. Okay, I need to stop. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For concepts built from an idea. Affairs down in Tierra del Fuego. Violet Bick. Janine Ann Roos. Gloria Graham. Swampscott. King's Beach. Norm's brother-in-law. Frolicking. The Westinghouse Hitmen. Chippies, tarts, saucy wenches, and floozies. Methuen. Hemming and Haring. Interstation Conversation. Bruce Schwegler and Don Kent. Unfair Fairness. Sidney Lefkowitz. Oddballs. Curtain Time on WMEX. John Kiley. The Vocal Stylings of Theo Carrero. Burlesque and Vaudeville. Niagara Falls. Falling Signs. Treading on Dangerous Ground. The Susquehanna Hat Company. Brothels. Prince of Fundy Cruises, Caitlin Travel, Ray Garahan and Olson Cadillac, Gerald Barnett and his heat rash, Gold Bond, Ann Pugsley and her Ovaltine addiction, Free Friday Flicks, Purity Video Departments, the L.A. Sheridan Grand, WSMT Smut Radio, Innuendo, The 7 Second Delay, Mike Sachs, La Mia Cucina in Woburn, Michael Bissonette and his Magic Remote, Dave Maynard, Ed Donahue, Jack Hart, and the soon-to-be-unemployed Norm Nathan, I'm Punny Nesbitt.